The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
All right, well, welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba, and I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
Ooh, got the double welcome today.
Yeah?
Yeah. That means you're in a good mood because of all the sunshine?
It's bright and sunny out, and I am liking it.
Yeah, me too. Get out of those dark days like we had a couple weeks ago. We don't need any more records of darkness.
We're past the winter solstice now, so every day is going to be just a little bit longer.
Oh, my husband will be so happy.
Mm.
He really, really hates how dark it gets up here. I always have to take him somewhere sunny during the wintertime because he just can't handle it.
Well, I've had the good fortune to be up in the mountains a few times here over the last couple of weeks. And,
jealous of that, too.
Last Saturday, Crystal Mountain was just glorious up on top.
Oh,
wide open view,
so
can see for miles and miles, and oh man, that's that bright snow is just what the doctor ordered when it's dark and gloomy out.
I'd rather that be the kind of doctor called rather than the falling down and hurting yourself.
Right.
While you're up there.
I stay away from the terrain park, or I call it the trauma park.
Oh god, up there. That's an appropriate title. Yeah. So hey, this show is not just about skiing, although it is about lifestyles in the Pacific Northwest.
Sure,
that's why
it is.
It's got a great place to live here. Absolutely. But the show's about real estate and mortgage and all that. So I want to make sure, as we often do, to start off the show doing a little bit of a rate review and maybe a little kind of background of last week's show, too.
Sure. Okay.
Do you want to start with mortgage rates?
Why not? You bet. Well, mortgage rates are still hanging in there. You know, the news a couple of weeks ago is filled with the Fed increasing short-term rates, and sometimes that leads to a little bit of fear, and people change their decisions. Well, the Fed did increase rates 0.25%, and are expected to continue to very, very gradually increase rates over the next year or so.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like how my weight was over the holidays.
That's right. We need to give the Fed a New Year's resolution.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Well, the raising of the short term rates has not really hurt long term rates, very much. So fixed rate mortgages are still kind of hanging in there. You know, 30-year fixed rate, we're hovering just a little bit above the 4% mark right now for a conforming conventional loan. That's a conventional loan as of next week in Washington or in King, Snohomish, and Pierce County. Will go up to $540,500.
That's right. We talked about that a couple of shows ago, didn't we?
Increasing a little bit, yes.
Yeah.
So, rates are holding in there good. 15-year fixed rates are hovering right around 3.3%. FHA rates are around 3.75%, still firmly under the 4% mark.
Man.
As are VA rates. Any veterans out there, if you're thinking about refinancing or buying a home, or even if you kind of wonder, do I have veterans benefits? Check it out. Now's a good time because
absolutely
take advantage of these low rates while you can.
Yeah, and those programs that are available to you because, people who qualify for VA usually have very much earned that right to have some help in that regard.
And they've got really the best loan program available out there.
We save
the best for the best. It's really good.
Cool.
So jumbo rates are hovering right around 4%, just a nick under 4%, around 3.875. So far, so good. Rates are hanging in there.
Okay.
And, I was reading an article earlier today that talked about, don't be worried about runaway rates, even though the press
is filled.
Yes, because
I know some folks are concerned about that.
Yeah. I mean, the press is filled with, talk of the Fed increasing rates and there's that, you start hearing the stories like me, I had a loan at 15%. I had a loan at 11.5% back in the day. And
back when you had hair.
Exactly. So, we're not worried about that. We think this gradual increase will most likely cause mortgage rates to go up a bit, but we're not expecting anything, super crazy.
Nothing heinous.
Nope. Nothing like that.
Good. Well, I'm happy to hear that. But the things that have been feeling a bit heinous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Closing timelines.
It's a four-letter word.
Yeah. It's called the reason TRID. I drink.
Yes. TRID. TRID. The reason I drink stands for the Truth in Lending Real Estate Settlement Procedures
See, you
Act
can't even
Integrated
say it.
Disclosure Rule. I know, and I hadn't even had anything to drink.
I know, but it just sounds like it. It's the TILA RESPA yeah. Integrated Disclosure.
That's right. And TRID has added extra timelines to the closing process when you're purchasing a home or refinancing mm-hmm. a home. But in addition to that, what's really affected lenders is that investors who purchase mortgages are afraid of getting sued, mm-hmm. and they're afraid of having a loan rejected. And so they've instituted extremely strict rules about how they want their disclosures to look and where the numbers go and punctuation. And
which is so interesting because back in, 2005, 2006, they didn't give a rip.
Oh, yeah. No, I just sent it in. You know, somebody could fog a mirror. The loan went through. But no, with TRID, it's causing extra reviews, extra examination. Mm-hmm. Because nobody wants to get sued. Nobody wants to have a loan rejected. So it's the average.
Nobody likes rejection.
No, nobody.
Come
not
on,
even,
nobody.
Even a mortgage. Yes. So we're seeing nationally, there is a statistic that just came out in a trade publication that said that an estimate of 90% of the loans being made right now have some sort of a TRID defect.
Yike.
90%. So
that's a lot.
This is industry wide, and what that tells you is number one that this new law, these regulations are extremely complicated. They're extremely confusing. They're confusing to industry pros,
mm-hmm. Like
and,
you.
And it gets into it gets into debates about here's a credit for this or a charge for that. What line in what section of our disclosure should this go? And one person will say, that goes in section A. And another person says, no, that's got to go in section B. And then the investor says, no, you're all wrong. It goes in section D. And so we're debating over things like this. But we have to make absolutely sure that our documents are correct. So it's causing delays.
Yeah,
delays.
I actually even, because we've been talking about this since, we knew it was coming into effect. We've been talking about it on the show, right? So I have another closing with a different party, and I saw the closing disclosure come over for the buyer for my review.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's our transaction. It's the one closing today.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a typo for that gift equity, and there was just like one little typo. I was like, is that going to cause a problem?
Oh, boy.
Like, it's got me paranoid now. Like, even the stuff is like, could you just check the spelling on that, please?
Right.
Just make sure it's okay.
I
know that's not the loan document, but the closing disclosure is if the closing disclosure
anything,
is part of that.
Anything's got to be just absolutely, absolutely perfect. So, there's so many people involved in a loan, in a transaction, in a real estate transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And preparing these documents is a team effort. It's the banks involved, the escrow companies involved, the insurance companies involved, information from the title companies involved. Mm-hmm. There's so many different pieces to the puzzle that all have to come together.
Fingers
but ultimately,
in the pie.
All those different people involved, the bank is responsible. Ultimately responsible.
Right.
So if anything's wrong, it doesn't matter who did it or who made a mistake. It's the bank that's going to pay the price for it. So
would the bank have any recourse against the escrow companies, though?
I mean, it's too soon to tell, but ultimately, possibly. Yeah,
because I'm curious to see over time how many of like the smaller escrow firms stay around. If there were to be, if a particular company kept making.
Right.
A collection of mistakes.
Well, and for
could
that matter,
really
smaller
their downfall.
Right. Well, for that matter, smaller banks. We're seeing more and more mergers and acquisitions going on now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really heated up because the cost of compliance, to a small institution is staggering right now.
Right.
We're having to hire extra people, tons of extra people, just to handle the compliance, side due to TRID.
Okay, I'm going to be slightly controversial here by asking a question, and you may be able to, you may have to say, I cannot comment. But so last night, I was pleased to get an offer. We had just listed a funky little cabin-y kind of place in Lake Forest Park last week,
yeah.
which, hey, I'm pointing out the flyer to
nice.
You right now.
Ooh,
here
I'm
in
looking
the
studio. Very cute.
It's cute, but it's quirky.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we got an offer after only 4 days on market, 5 showings. We were super happy about that. And the sellers are currently driving cross-country to the East Coast. And so they were thrilled that they had just left town on the 26th, and boom, hey, we got an offer. But the offer that came in had a pre-approval letter from Boeing Credit Union.
Uh-huh.
And I was in conversations Sunday night as we knew the offer would be coming. So, of course, I was working. Of course, you called right in the middle of the Seahawks game. I'm like, come on.
Oh, why do they do
horrible
that?
Timing. Horrible timing. I'm in the fourth quarter. Come on.
Didn't miss much on that one. But
yeah, it was a good distraction, I guess. But anyway, so I'm chatting with her, and I see that it's Boeing Credit Union in the pre-approval. And that led to a discussion with her of saying, you know, I know that Boeing Credit Union is well-regarded locally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's tons of people here. I mean, I have accounts at Boeing Credit Union. I've had car loans there and things like that and bank accounts. But I cautioned her about when our closing period would be, just because I wanted to make sure that we had plenty of time. Because what I said to her was, have you had any closings with Boeing Credit Union since TRID came into effect? And she said, no. And I went, well, because credit unions, I have been, and it's not coming from you. I've read it in other places that small banks and credit unions that didn't necessarily have the resources to get all their compliance in place have
really
been running
struggling.
Into issues.
Yes.
So, you know, you have to really be having that conversation with the loan officer of how many have you closed in the meantime? What has been the average closing period since TRID has come into effect? Like, do you have stats on that yet? Because it's really important for people to be successful in the sale.
Absolutely. And I, of course, I can't say anything about
no, you can't say anything about
the ECU,
them,
but yeah, there's been, you know, if I, you know, kind of talk with a lot of my peers, a lot of my coworkers, everybody's sort of struggling with this right now. So.
Yeah, I haven't talked to anyone yet who's been like, ooh, yeah, it's super easy. In fact, you and I, out of all the closings I've been having, we've only had one that hasn't been impacted yet. And that was the folks who moved up from Arizona.
Right, right. Yeah.
So,
it's just adding, it's adding time. It's adding stress to everybody
in
the
process. We do need to make sure and point out, one of the main reasons why that transaction versus some of these others is less or was less impacted was they were also a 20% down conventional. And after the break, I want to talk about why some of the programs that you're working with might be leading to these issues.
Sounds good. When we come back, stay tuned to Open House with Team Reba on KKOL Business Radio 1300.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.